like I did. I loved it. I thought I was the smartest person in the room, and I knew it. Well, I'm the smartest person in the room. There's George, but I mean, there's that feeling, and I think I looked at it that way. Like, watch this, and they'd be like, "That's amazing." I'm like, "No, it wasn't." Watch this. It was just like being this guy who just went, "I'm gonna walk in that office." No, you're not. I'm from New York, so I took that New York attitude to LA and never assimilated, just kind of went, you know what? I'm going to be this New York guy in LA. And I acted like it. I acted like Mickey Rourke, you know, I'm 25 years old. I'm Mickey Rourke now, walking around going, yeah, you know, but I never put down LA because LA was good to me. You know, when LA is not good to you, when you stop working, no one wants to be your friend. You have to pay bar bills. Mm-hmm. That sucks. When you're not working, they're like, here's your bill. Really? You've never given me a bill before. Well, you're not working. And basically, you're not famous now. Okay, I just booked this. Oh, shit, let's come. We want you in this bar. Forget that bill. That's what you have to realize, that L.A. is on the surface. New York, people make friends for life. People look out for each other here. People look out for each other in New York.
That's right. I think that's a really good description of the two cities. It's like night and day. And as long as you understand those differences, you can play both those games. I think when I got there very young and naive, I didn't understand the LA game. And it just rubbed me the wrong way because there, you know, it was fickle and you just, it's being in the moment in many ways, which, you know, definitely has its pluses. Mm-hmm. But yeah, different feeling altogether from New York.
Well, you're a genuine person, and a genuine person, and I'm saying I'm not, but you're a genuine person. A genuine artist can get hurt in L.A. A genuine artist can get hurt in L.A. without question.
Yeah.
I went there to be, and I was an artist who went there, and the true story, to be a movie star. That was it. I understood all the games. I understood the manipulation. I understood everything about it, everything, because it was on the service, and I was like, wow, I've been in for 9 years. I can act this. I can act this role. The reason I left is the same reason I went there. It's a true story. I was sitting in a hot tub with a bunch of guys who've done very well. You all know them in TV and film. And I'm in a hot tub, and I brought up a film I wrote. And I was like, so we should really get on. We were having drinks and at the time smoking and cigarettes. And I said, hey, guys, so we're going to do this film. And they were like, yeah, man, we're all into it. I talked to my agent, and I thought, at the moment, I truly thought this. I'm talking about the same film that I wrote 12 years ago with the same people. And they're giving me the same line. I'm not an artist anymore. I forgot. I'm a semi-celebrity. This sucks. What happened? And I thought back to the young man who wanted to be Marlon Brando, who wanted to be this New York actor who went to L.A., and I realized at that moment, like, we're just faking it here. We're faking celebrities. We're semi-celebrities. And this is not art. It broke my heart. The young boy used to have the Brando poster. Like, I'm going to be, so I studied mine. So I'm going to be a true artist. I'm going to be a genuine artist. I lost. You kept it, Jessica. I lost it. I lost it because L.A. will feed you a false sense of reality. You're a star until you're not. You're this until you're not. If you're hot, you're hot. If you're working, you're working. If you're not working, they won't give you a job to wash dishes. There are no friends there. They're just people who can get something from you. But that's the machine, isn't it? Isn't that the Hollywood machine? When I realized that I had lost that genuine artistness and that seeker, someone who seeks true art and true human emotion, I packed up and left. I left a year later. I think it was 11 years. Yeah, I said, I've been talking to the same people, same stars. They're all doing well. I'm doing well, but who are we? We're not artists. You know, we're faking celebrity. And it was ridiculous. And I got, nope, that's not why I got into acting. It was a huge wake-up call. And I left a year later. Yeah, gone. Back to New York, where I got my ass kicked. Because no one wanted to see me until Orange is the New Black. That was it.